Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Do you know how many Insta baddies are going to be so glad you wrote that song? Seriously.
Dude.
It's so savage. Ooh, it's about to get juicy in here. Hey guys, we're here today now with Madison Watkins. Welcome to
the pod. Hey guys, I'm so excited to finally be on the Juicy Podcast.
I know, we've been trying to make this work for a while.
For a long time.
I'm very excited. Can you give us like the briefest little summary about what you do, where you're from,
et cetera? Yes. So I'm originally from Arkansas. Mm-hmm. I moved to LA 3 years ago after I was on the show America's Got Talent. I'm a singer. So
this is like literally what like you would think the All-American Girls like story is.
I am the typical LA All-American little Arkansas girl. But yeah, I moved here 3 years ago and have just been writing and recording since then and just released. I'm basically releasing an album, but like 1 month at a time I'm doing a single.
So epic.
Yeah.
I love. Okay, yeah. So tell me a little bit, because I think your story is so crazy. Okay, how the heck did you get on America's Got Talent?
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Yeah, so I was in college, and I was living in Arkansas. I was, like, living...
And where'd you go to college?
University of Arkansas.
Okay, and were you in a sorority?
Mm-hmm. I was a Kappa Kappa Gamma.
Okay, G.
And, yeah, so I remember one day I was, like, sitting in my sorority house, and I was like, I do not belong here. Like, I know I want to be a pop star, so, like, what am I doing studying communications at the University of Arkansas? And in a long... I mean, it's great, but, like, in a long story short, I ended up getting cast on the show.
Oh,
like
you got cast?
A producer found me.
How the fork did they find you?
Yeah. How the fork do they have? It's so good. They saw videos of me singing.
Where?
So on my Instagram. I guess I just was posting like little covers and stuff like that. And so I got the email and they're like, do you want to be on the show? Yeah.
So you didn't like audition like the classic like American Idol audition type of thing?
No, they found me. And
whoa.
So, yeah, it was crazy.
Did you ever think you would do that?
You know, reality TV is all about like the story. Uh-huh. They want like a sob story, and so I was like, I want to be like seen for my talent, not like my sob story kind of thing. So I was hesitant, but then like whenever I got on, I was like, this is so awesome, because I was in front of Simon Cowell, and he's like literally, I've wanted to sing in front of him since I was like 5 years old.
Really?
Yes. So I grew up watching like American Idol, blah blah blah. Yeah. And I heard he was going to be on the season, and that was the first year he was on the season. So I was like, oh, I'm here. I'm so ready for this. So I did it, and it ended up being an amazing experience. I got all the way to the live shows, and then I got cut. And he, like, off camera came up to me after the show and, like, kissed me on the cheek and was like, Mads, like, he didn't say Mads. He was like, Madison. He was like,
wow.
He's like, listen,
like,
Mads.
Listen,
he's like, Mad Watt. Like,
what's up, Psy, my dude?
What's up, Psy? So he was just like, you don't need this show to make your career happen. Like, you have everything it takes.
Really?
And for me, like...
Oh, my God, T. Okay, so we're going to pause the episode really quickly so I can talk about literally one of my favorite things on the planet, Anchor. So if you haven't heard about Anchor before, it's basically the easiest way to make a podcast, period. Let me just explain to you what they have. First of all, it's free, which like nothing's free anymore. So I feel like that's already your number one winner. Second of all, there's like all these different creation tools on the platform where you can make your own podcast and like you can record and edit it right from your phone or your computer, which is like crazy because you don't need all this fancy equipment. And like I said, it's free. So you're saving money that way too. And then my personal favorite thing about Anchor and like the main reason why I use it is because Anchor will literally distribute your podcast for you. So it can be heard on all different platforms that like basically any podcast can be distributed. So it can be heard through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and many, many more. So all you do is submit your podcast link and they literally distribute it everywhere for you, which is incredible. And overall, it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So it's super easy. I can't recommend it enough. I personally use this every week and I just love it so much. I recommend it to every one of my friends that wants to start a podcast. Even my brother uses it. So it's very user friendly and I definitely recommend. So be sure to download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. So don't miss your opportunity to make an awesome podcast and download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Now let's get back into the episode. Hope you're enjoying it so far. Mwah.
Yeah. As an artist, I was like, to hear that from him,
yeah,
I'm like, okay, I can do this.
Wow.
So that's when I decided to move out here full time and just freaking do it.
Okay.
So.
Whoa. Okay. Yeah. So question, was there any like, are there any juicy details you can tell us about like the experience
the of being show? On the show?
Like, are producers like trying to get you to cry?
Oh,
are they trying to get you to like,
yes.
like tell us that?
Yeah, guys, here's the juicy deets about AGT. No, I got cut from the show. This is one of the things
Why?
That it made me do. So yeah, so this is where producers,
because you're so good. Like, I'm like, how
you.
Could you get cut?
So basically. They don't tell you who you're competing against. I didn't even know I was competing against somebody. And
oh, you're competing against someone within the...
Yes, but you don't know until one of the rounds. You're like, oh, by the way, this entire process, you've been competing against this one person. And it was
Shut
a guy
up.
Singer who was on Broadway for like however many years, was like an amazing singer.
Wait, why were you competing against him? Because he was like most similar to you?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So they put you against the most similar act. And we were both like these like belter powerhouse singers, and he had a better story than me, I'll say. Like, his life story was a little more interesting
really?
Than mine. Yeah, I don't want to go too in depth because yeah. like, you know, but so I ended up like at the very end, they bring us to the front. It's just he and I on stage. All the judges are there, and then they like tell you which one makes it. And they were like, Madison, you're cut. Brian, you're going through the live shows. And I cried. I never cried. I was, like, crying on camera because I was so sad because, like, the judges basically told me on and off camera, like, don't worry. Like, you're going to go so far. Like, you're going to...
Who were the other judges at the time?
It was Howie Mel B.
Okay.
Spice Girls.
Spice Girls.
George Lopez, which I have a really funny story about that, if you want to hear that. Heidi Klum and Simon.
Holy shit, there's a lot of them.
Yeah, that was, like, the panel. So, anyway, so I got cut, was crying, whatever. And then the producer's like, hey, so... We actually might bring you back on the show to surprise everyone. So can you also act like you just made it?
Shut up.
So right after I just bawled my eyes out, I had to go back and be like, yay, and like completely
Stop.
Fake it.
Stop.
It was like, and my parents were so mad. They were like, our daughter's not too, like, you know, they were like sticking up for me because I was like, how am I going to fake this right after you just like literally made me bawl my eyes out and told
Stop.
Me I had to leave?
What if you said no? Like, would they allow that?
I was under contract, so
really?
I had to. Or else I would get sued, so I couldn't.
Oh my god!
So I had to do everything they said.
But did they call you back?
No.
Come back? No.
So we ended up starting this hashtag, like, bring Madison back, and it got, like, literally millions of hashtags when I was on the show,
uh-huh.
and they didn't bring me back. But I think, for me, it was perfect timing, though, because it was kind of the push I needed to be like, I'm gonna do this on my own. Like,
yeah.
I want, the reason why I'm singing is because I want to connect to people through music.
Yeah.
And so it was crazy because for about 2 years, I just wrote and put my head down and really was like, what's my brand? What do I want to say to my audience? What life experience have I gone through? And that's really what started like my songwriting process.
Uh-huh.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing slash time-expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
Where is it filmed? America's Got Talent.
Pasadena. They have this, like, in this big, like, theater.
Really? Mm-hmm. Was it, like, a soundstage?
No, it's, like, a real, like, it's kind of like the Saban Theater. It's, like, a real theater.
Really?
Uh-huh. And there's, like, a live audience. There's about 1,000 people. And it's intimidating. Like, you walk out there, and it's, like, holy, and everyone's, like, cheering, and it's scary.
Damn. I love that.
Yeah.
Can you tell me the George Lopez story?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a good one?
Well, yeah. It was just so interesting because right after I got cut, he was actually like a guest judge.
Mm-hmm.
And after I got cut off camera, he's like, hey, I want your contact information. Like, I want to mentor you.
Shut up.
And I'm like, what? Like, how? Like,
wait, so it's so okay, random. Stop. Pause. Was this like you sang and you got a ride off stage and then George Lopez is like getting out of his chair to like run to you and tell you this? Or like, how did you like, how did he say that to you?
Yeah, so that's kind of like, I mean, when you're on set, that's kind of the only time you have to, like, talk to the judges. Uh-huh. So it's everything happens kind of quick. So basically, we just, like, exchanged numbers. And then when I went back to Arkansas, he would, like, call me, like, once a week and be like,
stop.
No, I'm not kidding. Like, literally be like, hey, so what do you want to do with your career? All these things. And it got to the point where I was like, does he really want to help me or is he just, like, creepy? You know?
Shut up.
And I don't think he was ever hitting on me. But, like, I just had this, like, just, you know, when you just kind of have that, you're like, what's the point of this?
Yeah.
Like, why? You know? And I think I'm not saying he's a creepy guy. Like, I genuinely think, like, he really cared about me. But I don't think I was in the place in my career to really know what I wanted at the time, too. Yeah. And he was kind of like, what do you want? Like, what do you want me to help you do? And I'm like, I just need content. And you can't help me write songs, you know?
Yeah.
So it was like that thing of, like, I don't know. And I still, everyone asks, like, who's the most random phone number you have in your phone? Mine is George Lopez.
Well, that's also
like random celebrity. Like,
yeah. And, well, he doesn't, is he like in the singing world?
No, he's just like, he knows a lot of people.
Yeah. Like, obviously, he, like, everyone knows who he is.
Right. And like, so that was another thing. I was like, I don't really know.
Got it.
What you can do.
Cool. Yeah. Okay. Now I want to play a little game. And I know they play this on, like, probably, like, late night shows and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But basically, it's, like, I'm going to say an artist, and then you have 5 seconds to, like, sing a little bit of their song.
No!
Of any song.
Okay.
And you can warm up if you want. It doesn't have to be good.
Y'all, she literally did not tell me I was going to have to be singing today.
Do you need a warm up?
No, this is good. I need to be prepared for this. Okay. If this happens to me on camera in the future.
Yeah, you never know. I feel like on late night shows they do this all the time.
100%.
Okay.
But I think they practice before and they act all surprised. But this is for y'all. We have not even talked about this.
So. No. Okay.
I hope I know these artists.
Do you want to practice before?
No, we're not practicing.
Okay, first one is Ariana Grande. Ready?
Oh my gosh. When life gives you cause to carry on and identify, then you come, boy, the sweeter you are to be the bitter taste. Do you hunt? Okay, that was so... I did not sing one lyric.
My God. I mean... I'm just on boots. Okay, let's do another. I can't wait to hear you sing again.
No, literally, like, didn't know one lyric. That's the one song I don't know.
I think the only, like, song I know lyrics to is literally Curls.
Yeah, but I
don't know any lyrics.
I know lyrics to all her songs, and I picked the one I don't know.
I'm perfect. Such a beat person. Okay, next one, Drake.
He used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love, call me on my cell phone.
Oh my God, so good. Woo! Okay, next one is, let me reset the clock. Nicki Minaj, ready, go.
This one is for the boys in the boomer system. Top down AC with a cooling system. When they come into the club, they're blazing up. Got sex on deck like you're saving up.
So good. You really killed that. Okay, next one is Dua Lipa. One.
Oh, crap.
Two.
Don't show up. Don't come out. Don't start caring about me now. Walk away. You know how.
I love this song.
Don't start caring about me now. Aren't you the guy who sings juicy?
Yeah. Yeah, I can't even try. Hey. I give you the A's, the ad lib.
Hey.
The Migos for Madison Watkins. I feel like I have to. Whitney Houston.
Oh. I have nothing. Nothing if I don't have you.
Literally iconic. Like, what the
I was fuck? Like, I think I'm gonna like blow this mic out. That's why I turned my head.
No,
like,
no, no, no. I got it. You're good. You're good. You're good. Next one is Billie Eilish.
Oh my gosh.
Five.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. No, 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 no.
Three.
Even than a tough guy, rather really rough guy, rather. This is so ironic. I'm the bad guy.
You have to watch the Rolling Stones interview with her and Phineas explaining how they made it. It's insane.
Oh, I heard the little stoplight.
Yeah. She just picked up, there's literally a Vogue magazine with Billie on it right now. Do you like Billie? Are you a Billie fan?
You know what? I really do like her.
She's so cool.
I think she's one of the most genuine artists that's alive right
now.
So
original.
But like that, and I think she really is just who she is, and yeah. She doesn't care. She and like care. I've seen her meet her fans, and I think she really is so genuine. And I a lot of artists I've seen out or I've met, and I'm like, you're two different people stage and in person. Don't be like that.
Any
you know?
Entertainer.
She's not like that though.
She's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'm obsessed with her. Okay, Beyonce.
If I were a boy, I think I could understand how it feels to love a girl. I swear I'd be a better man.
You're literally insane. Okay, only a few more. Da-da-da-da. Christina Aguilera.
Oh gosh. I need a tough lover. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I need a tough lover.
You're insane. Woo! You're so talented. Okay, last two, Bruno Mars.
Take it off for me, for me, for me, for me now, girl. Versace on the floor.
Wow, you really killed that. And then last one, Madison Watkins.
Oh, hold me in your arms tonight. I don't care if I ever to dance with you again.
Wow.
Or Curls, because it's your favorite one.
Yeah, Curls is my favorite.
Calling all my girls.
We gotta get Makai to play that.
Oh my gosh.
For my birthday. Yeah, for your birthday. I got this.
Don't worry.
Publicist Taylor is coming. Coming in. Okay, well, that was so fun. You're clearly talented.
Thank you, TK. I mean, you're talented.
Come on. I feel like I've never, like, actually had, like, a close friend that is, like, as good at singing as you. Like, I feel like I have friends that are, like, oh, they can
y'all,
sing in the shower.
Y'all, if y'all are her friend and y'all are listening to this.
No, like, she I have friends like that can, like, sing in the shower, but, like, I don't have anyone that I'm, like, no, like, actually listen to her song. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which thanks, I feel really TK. Cool about. Okay, let's get into the polls.
Oh, no, these, I'm nervous about these. These are gonna juicy.
Jealousy. Do you ever vote in my polls?
Of course.
Okay, good. Just don't
check dude, yes.
When I literally met
I'm
you.
I'm the biggest juicy fan ever, okay?
When I literally met you, the first thing you said, you were like, oh my God, you have your TK's juicy polls.
Or yes,
like you
I
said
did.
Something to me like that.
I did, because you were at Coachella and I was answering all your polls.
Oh, really?
Yes, that's the first, that's oh what I'm God. Saying. That's when I discovered you.
You're so funny. Okay.
That's what I just.
Wait, explain the story how you discovered me, because I think that's
it's
so funny.
It's so funny, y'all. So, I didn't go to Coachella last year. I might go this year.
No. Like you literally changes the might and a need. Like it's not. It's
no,
not a
I
want,
know.
It's a need.
I know it is a need. I
it's
know.
Just, it, do it for your like. For,
do it for your
work.
Do it for yourself.
No, like it's literally a networking. Mm-hmm. It's the biggest networking thing ever.
Well, okay, guys, I'll see you at Coachella.
That's how I convince people. I'm like, just write it off.
Literally. So I was. I mean, y'all. For those of you that know our friend group, like Haley and Alicia and Ashley and everybody, we all love each other so much. And anyway, that was irrelevant, but I love all of them.
No,
so.
It's literally like the most fun friend group.
We love everyone. Loves everyone. We're all so supportive.
Yeah.
So I was looking on Haley's Instagram and I saw TK and like I was like, first of all, this girl's like the most beautiful girl ever.
Stop.
She's so cute. Her outfits at Coachella are unreal. And she just seems so fun, like didn't care what anybody thought about her. That's what I really value about you. Is like you just really like you don't care what people think about you. You just do you. And like I was like, I feel like she and I are gonna be friends. I don't know
yes.
how. And then I freaking go to Alicia's house and you're there and I'm like, hi.
Yeah.
So and then I just saw that she was doing these polls and so Juicy, I'm your biggest fan.
Oh
you're
going
to go so far, dude.
No, I'm your biggest
fan. So I know you like Tanya Rad, right?
Oh, my God. I'm literally psycho for Tanya Rad.
I don't think I've told you this story. She was the first person I hung out with in L.A.
You know, you know her?
So, okay. I don't like saying I know people were friends, but we went. So when I.
No, like, I'm actually obsessed with Tanya Rad. Yeah. Like, I don't care about any celebrity. I could literally be Kim Kardashian and be like, cool, but like Tanya.
When I first came out here, I was dating this guy, and me, him, and Lucy Hale and Tanya all went to this dinner, and we went to a Tori Kelly concert together.
Okay.
Random, but so I spent like a whole night with her. Didn't
she
even know who she was.
She has to be obsessed with you because you're like such a good musician.
She's so sweet. She, at the time, I didn't have music out, so she didn't know who I was.
Oh,
like okay. She just was like, oh, whatever. We DM'd some after that,
yeah.
But it was always like, oh yeah, I love your singing voice.
Yeah,
it was never
yeah.
like she connects to songs.
Yeah.
Now she would 100% connect to my music.
Yeah.
But I'll meet her again. Ryan
yeah.
Seacrest.
Yes.
I'll be on y'all's podcast.
Yeah.
Or radio, I guess.
Radio show. Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh my God. I literally love her. How do you know I love her? Because I post about her.
You
so
post
much.
About her.
Yeah.
And you guys remind me a lot of each other.
Well, I think I'm obsessed with her because I didn't know who she was and people kept DMing me. Like even my friends, they'd be like, dude, you're literally Tanya Rad.
Mm-hmm.
And people would DM me and they're like, oh my God, you're Tanya Rad. And I've like gotten that about like people, like whatever. Like some people are like, oh, you look like Miley Cyrus. Like that's what people tell me I look like, right?
Really?
But, yeah. It's funny. It's
I haven't
pictures.
Even thought about that.
In like photos and
no,
stuff,
you do.
Like a round face. It's like, I don't know. I get it. And I've had like Ubers think I was Miley Cyrus.
Because your voice?
I think it's my voice and my face.
Yeah, you kind of look like her.
Like,
I never thought about that.
I mean, I literally look like a boy right now.
Hannah Montana, is that you?
Yeah. I like rip off my wig. But anyway, when people told me Tanya and I like looked her up, I was like, oh my gosh, I actually like, I can relate to that. Cause like, I can't, I mean like, I love Miley Cyrus. I'm like,
right.
I stan, but like Tanya, I feel like I legit could be friends with because she's like, I relate to her
mm-hmm.
so much. Like she's so cool.
We are the same.
Yeah,
like literally, you're gonna be friends.
I need to be friends with her. She's so cool. I want her to like literally be my mentor.
Okay, well, if I ever connect with her again, I'll tell her.
I'm just putting that out there. Tanya's like, this girl's psychotic.
I mean, like, you DM her, you're like, I mean, like, if you want to be my mentor, that's fine. But like, she's like, literally, I get 20 of these a day.
Like, I know, she's literally like, yeah, I'm like 80 people's mentors. Okay, we get it. You're obsessed with Tanya Taylor. Okay.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations, both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
Ready. First poll question.
Okay.
Would you ever use your ex's name in a song you wrote? Have you done this?
I've never put their actual name, no.
Do you use other people's names?
No, but I don't pull a full Taylor Swift, but I've thought about naming songs the name of the song after the ex. Like, I wanted this album, actually, I was gonna name every song after every single one of my exes. Like, I act like I have, like, a lot. I mean, I've had, like, yeah. I've had enough to have an album with every song a guy's name.
So you're gonna be, like, Jerry.
Literally. Like that's the name of the song, and then it's, like, the song's about them.
Holy cow.
But then I was like, I can't give them that much credit, you know?
No,
especially if they're not nice songs, so.
Wow. Well, do you know Olivia O'Brien?
That sounds familiar.
Oh my God, you have to listen to her music. She's so
fortunate. Okay. Okay.
She's a musician and or an artist, and she's like so cool. Like she's so hot. She's so cool. She's like purple hair, but she has this song called Jocelyn, and it's basically about the guy that she was with or whatever. She was with this guy, apparently. This is what the song, like, I literally am talking like I know her.
Yeah.
I don't know her at all. I just am her biggest fan. And she was, like, with this guy. They were, like, more than friends, but they weren't dating, right? That, in that little...
Oh, we can talk about that.
Difficult situation, right? Yeah. Like, the worst situation, right? They were, like, obsessed with each other, yada, yada, yada. And then he went and cheated on her with this girl named, supposedly, Jocelyn. But, like, that's not the actual real girl's name. But she's like, I hope that it was worth it, effing Jocelyn. Like, in the song. Like, that's what it's called, Jocelyn.
Yes.
And it's like, so you could get a quick F. Like, it's, like, literally so good.
Well, maybe I need to listen to this song.
No, it's literally so good. And then she also has a song, and it's called, like, Sad Songs of the Summer. I don't know if that's the
correct. Oh.
Yeah, and it's like, I can't listen to.
Yes.
The Tame Impala, yes. I can't listen to.
Yes.
Or I can't look at my phone because I'll call you. Like, it's literally, her lyrics are
I've
so
heard that.
Good for, like, breakups and shit. Yeah, I thought the Jocelyn thing reminded me of using an ex in a song. Mm. So would you in the future?
Possibly. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I have one specific ex that, like, a lot of my content has been about. And so, yeah, I've thought about putting his name in a song. But it kind of put him on, like, 100% blast.
Well, why don't you use another name? Like, a fake name, but everyone knows it's him, you know?
So savage.
I feel like that's, like, better because, like, he doesn't get the credit. But, like, clear, everyone knows, you
know? Well, I do have a song that I wrote called Te Amo Chica. It's like, I love you, girl. And
why did he used to say that
all? Yeah, he did.
Oh my God, savage.
So, but like the lyrics are like, I'll sing a little. It's like, you knew what I wanted to hear. Te amo chica, whispered in my ear. But I didn't know that you were sleeping with every single girl in the LA region.
Shut. Are you serious? When is that coming out?
You need to hear the record. It's going to be this year sometime, but it is so savage.
I'm so here for this. Like, I truly wish the next boy that breaks my heart, I'm just going to, like, come and tell you. Just so you can write a song about
I'm going to write a song for you.
Please.
It's so healing.
Oh, my God.
Even Hold Me Tonight, this last single I came out with, I would sit in my car and listen to it and bawl my eyes out because it actually, like, it was me singing to myself, like, wow, Mads, this is really how you feel.
Do you know how many Insta baddies are going to be so glad you wrote that song? Seriously.
Dude, it's so savage. It's so savage.
Well, according to the results, only, I feel like I wouldn't use the actual name of the ex.
I don't think I would. I think when it came down to it,
23% said yes, they would. 77% said they wouldn't.
Tea.
Okay, how long after dating someone should you start dating someone else? I put less than 2 months or more than 2 months.
I answered these. So I said more than 2 months.
I think more than 2 months, too.
Because I think you need to heal.
I agree. 79% agrees with us.
Okay.
Have you ever been cheated on? I added these just for fun.
Oh, you Funsies. Did. I was cheated on.
Well, how many times? Like,
how many times did the person cheat on me or in my life?
Just in your life.
Oh, only one time.
Only one time.
Only okay. One guy has ever cheated on me.
I, not that I know of, have never been cheated on, but let's knock on wood and hope that doesn't happen.
Right. Not that you know of. Oh, it is literally the
not that I know of.
The most devastating.
Oh my gosh. I literally can't even imagine.
Yeah, and mine was messy.
In a weird, like, twisted way, are you kind of glad that it happened because you have all this inspo for music?
Yeah, and that I'm not going to be with that person. Like, I'm so happy that I figured that out, that that's how they are before I committed my life to them.
Yeah.
But yeah, oh my gosh, I got so much content out of it. And it's crazy because, like, my songs, like, when I went home to Arkansas recently, like, with my new single, I had girls coming up to me being like, you have no idea, your song is getting me through my breakup. Like,
iconic.
Through my relationship with my mom, whatever, random things. And, like, for me, that's why I do it.
Yeah, completely. Only 29% said they've been cheated on.
Wow.
I feel like I was expecting more. Have you ever cheated on someone?
Never, and I never, ever, ever, ever will.
Same. 10% said yes, they have.
Shoot, y'all.
90% said no.
Y'all better be faithful to y'all's people.
And then I said, would you ever cheat on someone?
Never. No.
3% said yes. Whoever said yes is actually psychotic. And I'm coming for you because I have the results and I know what you voted. So yeah. I should never date you.
My gosh.
Like, that's a lot of people that are saying yes.
Y'all, if y'all are listening to this and y'all voted yes, y'all need to go to therapy. Yeah. We need to talk something out.
That is just not, just don't date.
Just don't date.
Yeah. Okay. Once a cheater, always a cheater, true or false?
So this one's tough because I genuinely think people can have heart changes and life changes. Mm-hmm. But I think if you struggle, it's like anything. If you struggle eating junk food, it's going to be a temptation. Mm-hmm. So I think it's always there, but it's if that person's willing to fight that every single day and that mindset.
Wait, so what would you vote?
So I would vote.
Once a cheater, always a cheater, true or false?
I just have to say yes or no.
Yeah.
I would kind of say yes.
I would say yes.
I know that, but that puts people in a box and I don't like that. But it's like,
well, you shouldn't have done it.
Once a junk food eater, always a junk food eater.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of related to that.
Yeah, yeah. Coming from a junk food eater myself.
You could change.
I can't stop. So.
Right. Oh, that's true. That's true. Well, I just think, like, if I don't want to go into a marriage knowing that he's made sex girlfriends, I would never do that.
Fat chance that's happening.
Yeah.
Okay. 62% said yes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you talk to your ex when you see them in public?
Yes, I do.
I do, for sure.
Every single ex I've had. Yeah, do you?
I'm very civil with my
Same.
Ex.
Same. Yeah, I mean,
exes, so.
There's probably one that I would be... Actually, no, I would go up to him.
Yeah.
But that would be more of, like, a power move.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Me being, like, what's up? Yeah, like, you
love
know.
That for you. I love that for you. 43% said yes. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's more than I expected.
Yeah, same. You know? Same.
I feel like people have in their head, or someone said this the other day. I forget. I may have been on David's podcast. You know David Dobrik?
Mm-hmm.
He was saying how, I don't know if it was him specifically, but people were saying how his breakup, have you ever seen his breakup video with Liza?
Yes.
But he was saying how, like, impactful, I never thought of it this way, but they were like, that was such an impactful video for, like, people of our generation, because we're like, whoa, you actually can be friends with your ex, or you actually can be civil, because I feel like before that, it was like, oh my god, my ex, I hate them, like, toxic, get out of my life.
Totally.
Blah, blah, blah. And now it's way more, like, relaxed and just, like, real, you know?
Yeah, and I know this is one of the questions coming, so I don't want to answer it, but I've had that. I'll answer it in a second, but I've had that happen recently.
Got it.
The civil part where.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it in a second.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have any of your exes called you recently?
Oh, well, that's what I was going to say.
Okay.
Yeah, so I had my college ex call me the other day, and like literally it made my day. Like, he was like, Mads, like, your new record's amazing. Like, so encouraging.
Oh, awesome.
And then even was like, I'm going to be in LA, like, next month. Like, we should get a group together and go to dinner. Like, so normal, so civil. And,
yeah.
Like, we were, like, super serious in college. So, for him to, like, call me and, like, say all that, like, it was really, like,
oh,
it was awesome.
That. Yeah.
Because we're friends now. Like,
well, and obviously you connected for a reason. So
right.
So, it's like, why there doesn't have to be bad blood every time.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
None of my exes have called me recently.
I wonder why. You're like, hello.
I'm like, do you want to call me? No, please don't call me. Yeah, 19% said yes.
Wow.
81% though said no. No exes have been calling them recently. I feel like that's a thing that happens before the holidays. / during the holidays. That's a common.
That's true.
Thing. You know what I mean? In this time, it's like, no.
Right.
Like, in this time of the year, yep. I feel like that's rare. When do you grow more? In a relationship or when you're single?
This is tough because I think both, but I feel like after being in a relationship and recently being single, I think in a relationship, because when you're single, you can be selfish and everything's about you. And then when you're in a relationship, you have to bring on everybody else's, like, hurt and brokenness and everything. Like, so you have to grow because it's like, oh, I also have to take on you. And it might make me feel uncomfortable, but it gets you out of your comfort zone. I feel like that makes you grow. Or even, like, silly things like, I don't want to eat there tonight. And they're like, well, I really do. And you're like, okay, you know what? We'll eat there.
Yeah.
And it kind of makes you grow because you're like, usually when you're single, you're like, I'm going to do what I want, when I want, how I want. And I feel like in a relationship, it pushes you.
Yeah, I feel like you definitely grow in both a relationship and when you're single,
mm-hmm.
but in different ways.
That's what I think, too.
But
if I had to choose one.
You would do a relationship?
I don't know, because right now I'm growing so much in my singleness.
See, I feel like for me, it's definitely when I'm single, I grow way more.
Hmm.
But I thrive being single, so like.
Same. But I feel like I'm thinking about, like, my future marriage, like, with my husband. Like, I feel like he'll teach me things that I never knew, and I'll grow because of that.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. 24% said they grow more in a relationship. 76% said single.
Mm.
But I feel like that is true. A common thing in our age range is
mm-hmm.
kind of like, I feel like people grow more right now when they're single
mm-hmm.
versus when in a relationship. When do you thrive more, when you're single or in a relationship?
Single.
Same.
100%.
No relationship, no problems.
Right. I'm like, I haven't met the love of my life, so maybe I would change it. But, like, single, dude.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about anything.
Yeah, 61% agree. Single. Are you happy in your current relationship? I thought this is interesting just because... I feel like just because we look at people a lot, like, I have a lot of single friends... And, like, they're hot and awesome and, like, so cool. And sometimes they're like, oh, I just wish I had a boyfriend or whatever. And I'm like, but sometimes, like, the grass isn't always greener on the other side. Like, sometimes when someone's in a relationship, it doesn't mean that they're happy in that
mm-hmm.
relationship. Like,
well, on social media,
they're miserable.
Yeah,
you know?
Social media makes everything look.
Completely.
I mean, I've had experiences where I've been in the worst points in my relationship and people are like, you're literally a couple goals, like, I can't wait for y'all to get married, when I'm like, I want to die.
Yeah,
you know,
for real.
So
68% said yes, 32% said no, they're not happy. Isn't that crazy?
Then get out, y'all.
Yeah, get out.
If you're not, I mean, if you're married, it's different, but yeah.
Are there different songs that remind you of your ex?
1,000%.
Okay, what are they?
A lot of Latin music.
Really?
Yeah, because that's what we would listen to together. So, like,
so songs you listen to together?
Yeah, yeah. So, like, different things. Before I was with him, I didn't listen to Spanish music, and now I love it, which is awesome. But anytime, like, a certain Spanish song comes on, even if it's, like, a very original, like, super, like, Latin song that, like, maybe his grandma would listen to or whatever, I think about him.
Yeah. I feel like it's same for me. It's, like, songs that we listened to together, we liked together. 68% said yes. And I thought it was funny because Olivia O'Brien in her song, she's like, I can't listen to Tame Impala. I can't listen to old Nirvana. Wow. Because, like, it reminds me of you.
I gotta listen to that song.
Yeah, it's so good. 68% said yes. 32% said no. I just wanted to see what songs remind you of your ex and why. Someone said All of Me, John Legend. Someone said Mr. Brightside.
Oh.
Someone said Let Her Go by Passenger. Someone said Wonderwall. Someone said Wild Thoughts, Rihanna.
Oh my God.
Someone said Thank You Next.
Oh,
Thick and Thin by Lainey. Jungle by Drake.
Oh my God. You guys are savage.
Oh gosh. Any Hairspray the Musical song because we were in the production together.
No!
That's so funny. Shallow.
Oh my God.
One Call Away because that was our song. Me and him were really into music. Jason Derulo, Trumpets.
Oh my. Wait, that
Jason
song.
Jason Derulo. Yeah, those are really funny. What's a good breakup song?
Hold Me Tonight by Madison Watkins. Yeah. Plug. I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding.
Hold Me Tonight.
Hold Me.
Me trying to sing.
I'm looking at my Spotify because I'm like, I have some breakup songs on here right now.
I love Upgrade. Upgrade You, is that what it is, by Beyonce?
Yes.
You need a real woman.
What's the other Beyonce song? You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I like I Care. I don't care. No, I don't care.
Oh, yeah.
Much, but I still
I mean,
care.
I'm a boss.
I'm a boss ass bitch.
Yeah, I'm trying not to cast the podcast.
Also, anything Lizzo is iconic.
I'm in right to
yeah. The Olivia O'Brien, iconic. R.I.P. was my breakup song by Olivia O'Brien.
Really?
R.I.P. to the old you. That song?
Oh, I haven't heard it.
Oh my God.
You're so introducing me to so many. I love Whitney Houston, and so there's a song called My Name Is Not Susan. And it's hilarious because she's literally like, don't call me that. Like, my ex accidentally called me his ex's name, like, a lot.
Uh-huh.
And I want to say, shut up. I'm not kidding.
I have
my name is not
Hold on.
Susan.
I have to go to my Spotify playlist because I literally made so many when I was going through a breakup.
Yeah, I want to hear them.
My Spotify playlist, I'm just saying, are lit.
I need to follow you.
I have one called While You're Playing Fortnite.
You're literally kidding me.
I have one called Brains Are the New Tits. I have one called Ain't Your Wifey. BRB Exceeding Expectations. T Yes You Maybe. Building My Empire.
Stop.
Yeah, I have a lot.
Okay, so I need to go follow you. So what is it? Just Taylor King?
It's just Taylor King, yeah. So, okay, this is what people are saying for good breakup songs. I Forgot That You Existed by T Swift.
Typical.
And Gives You Hell by All American Rejects.
I don't like that song.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Best Thing I Never Had. Oh,
that's
God.
The one. That's the one
that
I couldn't
think of. That was iconic for me.
What goes around comes back around. Hey, my baby. Oh, that was one of my anthems.
That song.
Best Thing I Never
Honestly,
Had.
Honestly, it turned out to
yes.
be
the best thing I ever
Yeah, so good.
Had.
No Scrubs. You Should Be Sad by Halsey. Hold On, Jonas Brothers. Over It, Catherine McPhee. I don't know who that is. Potential Breakup Song by Ali and AJ. Best Thing I Never Had. Shout Out to My Ex and All I Want.
Oh, there's a song called
All I Want by Olivia Rodrigo. A lot of people are saying that. Feeling Myself, Beyonce. Falling, Harry Styles. Thank You Next, Halo. Look At Her Now, Selena Gomez. Love Myself, Olivia O'Brien. Juice, Lizzo. Shout Out to My Ex, Little Mix. Don't Watch Me Cry, Georgia Smith. She's amazing.
Oh, Little Mix.
Stronger, Fight Song. You were good to me. Don't Show by Pussycat Dolls. That's a great one. Heart A Break by Demi Lovato. IDGAF by Dua Lipa. Just out of curiosity, who do you think is an underrated and overrated artist?
Underrated, there's this girl named... Actually, I have a really interesting story about this, but McKenna, I think it's Brianholt.
Okay.
She has a song called Save Me, y'all. Oh my gosh. So
I'll like post it maybe when we post the pods.
Yes.
And listen.
Yeah. So she's an upcoming artist, and it's funny because I have fans that are like DMing me like, this, your song's getting me through this, whatever. And I literally sent her like a fan DM, and she's like really? No one really knows who yeah. she is. And I was like, hey, I'm your biggest fan. Like, and your song is like getting me through what I'm going
Heck
through
yeah.
right now.
And
she
I
was like,
that.
Oh my gosh. Like, and we've been talking back and forth. She's going through a breakup too.
Aww.
And
is she live in LA?
I don't think, I DM'd her and I'm like, dude, let's write a song together. Cause
oh,
she's
you so
amazing.
Should.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Who do you think's overrated?
Oh no, I'm gonna be hated because I'm saying this.
Really? This is an unpopular opinion of yours?
I think Taylor Swift is overrated.
Really?
You hate me.
No, I don't hate you.
Let me tell y'all why.
People are either stans or they're not.
Let me tell you, I really love Taylor Swift. Like, meaning, I think she is an amazing writer, amazing performer. I think as far as being hyped up, there's other artists that I feel like have... I'm a vocalist, so that's what yeah. I judge people off
yeah.
of.
See, so. I feel like I respect the hell out of her entertainment. Like, have you seen her new music video, The Man?
Mm-mm.
Oh my god. I mean, it's
And that's the thing. I think
like,
she's creatively, I think she's like amazing.
I think she has the whole package, is what I'm trying to say. Like, for instance, it drives me nuts how Ariana Grande, you don't think so? See, I think Ariana Grande, like, she has a great voice, but like, her concert to me is way more boring than like
a 100%.
Show.
100%.
You know,
I think for me, I think it's what you value. So I value
True.
The vocals.
Yeah.
And you value like the overall show.
Yeah.
And so, let me just tell y'all, I'm a Taylor Swift fan, and I really like her. I think she's overrated.
Yeah, no, I get it. And then the last one is, do you have a breakup anthem?
Yeah, I mean, this sounds so conceited, but I really think the song I just released was my breakup anthem because I wrote it exactly how I felt. And I have so many more that are coming out that are all breakup anthems.
I literally cannot wait. I cannot.
They're all breakup anthems.
No, I live for it. Okay, that's the end of the pod. Can you pimp yourself out?
What does that mean?
So, like, give me your Instagram. Give me where
pimp yourself out.
Where people can follow you.
That's
where people
so
can listen
cute.
To your music, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, so my Instagram is just Madison_Watkins. You can look me up anywhere as far as, like, Spotify, Apple Music, anything, and it's just Madison Watkins. And my YouTube's Madison Watkins. Literally, just
follow her on everything. Just go to the Instagram and then you'll find everything.
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
thanks guys so much for listening. Be sure to follow me on Instagram at TK's Juicy Polls because without following me on the gram, you can't participate in voting in the polls. And be sure to leave a rating and review on this podcast and let me know any other guests you would love to have on the pod or if you want to have Madison come on again, let me know.
And thank you for having me.
Oh my gosh.
You're
no,
so
literally,
awesome.
Thank you for coming. And be sure to make someone's day this week. Peace.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.